Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
When you switch to Farmers, you can save a bundle on your auto insurance. All you have to do is call 1-888-FARMERS and get a quote today.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Take that for data.
That's right. Take that for data. What's up, everybody? I'm Chris Broussard, and let me bring in my man, Rob. I'm excited, Rob. Lots to get into. Lots to get into.
A big day on a Magic City Monday. So much happening. It's pretty amazing.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And we will hit all of it. I mean, obviously, you've got NCAA tournament action, not only from the weekend, but still going on today as we work our way to the Sweet 16. NBA news, sad news. Sad news, especially for Laker fans. LeBron James going down with an injury, so we will get into that as well. And then NFL news, and I would say sad news in that regard as well. Although hopefully we'll see where this thing goes. But we will get into that as well. There's so much to talk
about. Can we say
that?
Yes, it's
exactly. It is a mess and getting messier by the hour, it seems. All right, we got Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports national college football and basketball reporter, my former colleague at the New York Times.
You know who I thought it was? Pete Hamill, when I first saw the name. Famous New York newspaper. Columnist, Pete Hamill.
Who?
When I first saw the name, and then I saw, no, that's Thamel. I was like, Pete Hamill.
You know Pete Thamel?
No.
I don't know.
He's much younger.
Time with you?
He worked at the Times with me briefly. He came over. Yeah, we were only there a little bit together, but yes. Yeah. But good guy. And obviously, we'll talk to him about what's going on in the NCAA tournament. Rob, I almost fell out of my chair right moments before the show when I heard a voice say, CB, what's up? And it was, of course, DJ Alex Teichert. And I'm not just saying this for show. It shocked me because we haven't had Alex on in so long that it really was stunning to hear his voice, but good to hear his voice.
Ask Alex what I said to him. Alex, you there?
What's going on, gentlemen?
First thing I said was, it's been 2 weeks.
Yes,
that's
sir.
What I said.
I was like, you didn't miss him as much as I did, apparently.
I was just surprised. I was like, he's back already?
Honestly, it's like night and day with your parents. Rob was like, oh, you're back? And then you were like, you're back! He's great.
And that's our man, DJ Alex Teichert, on the ones and twos on the Magic City Monday. Of course, super producer Rob G., running things, and on the updates, using a Brian Finley word, though. He said somebody quacked. I can't remember the team he was talking about, but somebody quacked another team. I thought it was Brian Finley, but it is our man. Yeah, Oregon quacked somebody. I don't even know who they're playing, but that's our man Ralph Irvin on the updates. All right, Rob, let's get to it. And here's where I just want to start. And we talked about it a bit last week. Are we into the tournament? Are we not? I was getting a little more excited as things got closer. And I have to say, Rob, I don't know most of these players from Adam. You know, I know a few, Cade Cunningham and some other guys. But the fact is, Rob, I was into it. I was into it. I had games all over the place, TVs on all over the place, watching the various games. Turn into the upsets that were happening, you know, excited when I see up on the screen, I'm watching one game and I see that, you know, there's 2 minutes left in another game and it's a barn burner. So I got to go there. I mean, I was into the tournament, Rob, and it hit me like, man, look, they could be Division III players for all I know, but it still is going to be exciting. It could have been Oberlin versus Ohio Wesleyan, and I still would have been into it. I don't care who the kids are. I'm into it, Rob. I was hyped. I gotta be honest. March Madness is second to none.
Only problem is, and I watched, not like you, I'm still one of these guys. I've never watched the Red Zone in the NFL. Never. And how long has Red Zone been out? Forever, right? Ever in a day. And the reason is I still like to watch games. And I'm not saying I'm going to sit there and watch a blowout, but I don't go flipping just to flip around. I want to watch a game in its entirety if I watch a game. So I did watch some games over the weekend, and there were a lot of upsets. But you know what, Chris? The statement you made is perfect for what I'm about to say. It ain't about college basketball. That is the biggest misnomer this time of the year. Everybody says, oh, college basketball is so exciting. Oh, it's way better than the pros. Oh, these kids, they're playing for nothing. It's just for the love of the game.
Yes,
and
yes,
all that. Yeah,
yes.
You know, like, oh, it's great. It has nothing to do with college basketball. Is this on? It's about the tournament's format. It could be anything, Chris. You said it. It could be Division III. How about Division IV? I make up Division IV. It could be anything. Whenever there's single game elimination and people can get knocked out on that night, it heightens the pleasure of the game. It's not like 4 out of 7, okay, they won this one. It doesn't mean they're going to win the series. I got to come back tomorrow night or the next or 2 nights and they got another game. There's something about single game elimination. It ain't about college basketball. College basketball is as mundane and nameless as it's ever been. But this time of the year, when we lather up and turn a game on, and Oral Roberts again, and they're winning games.
Damage.
They won 2 games.
Working
Oral
miracles.
Roberts. I got two people I know. You know both.
I know both. You know right, both. Right. You getting texts like
Solomon
me.
Williams.
Two brothers.
Lions PR guy. Yep, two brothers. And Galen Gordon.
African Americans, yes.
Right. And Galen Gordon, who's a big-time muckety-muck at ABC News.
And
right?
Worked with us at ESPN, yeah.
Yes. Those two guys somehow, some way, graduated from Oral Roberts, okay? I don't know how. But when you see them win, you go, wow, this is unbelievable. It's about the single-game elimination. When you're able to knock people out and it's all over, Chris, and you play. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
I'll give you, I agree with you. The only thing I would say, and I don't know that you're even saying this, but the fact that it's basketball still does play some role. You know, like it, basketball, just the nature of the game, it's exciting and all of that. So, I mean, you're not saying if it was, it could be freaking, you know, tiddlywinks, college
I'm
tiddlywinks.
I'm saying it could be a sport to any other sport, and it's a single game elimination. It just heightens the experience. That's what I'm talking about.
I agree with you that the bottom line is it is the single elimination.
It's done.
Nature
right.
of it. It is. There's just no but the immediacy.
I'll give you one step
better. It's crazy.
What if we had it in the NBA? For the you get your 16 teams, right? More than half the league makes the playoffs, and it's a single game elimination. You would see, Chris, the best basketball we've ever seen if every night they go out there and this is it. And don't Michael Jordan wouldn't have 6 championships. LeBron James wouldn't have gone to the finals in 10 times, or right? He wouldn't have gone in finals 10. It's impossible. Somebody can beat you one night. I don't care how good you are. Chris, you could have a bad night. Somebody could have a great night. Somebody could make an unbelievable shot, right? Somebody could have a tip in. I mean, there's so many different things that could alter what it is, and that would make the NBA playoffs.
Would you want that, though? That's my thing. Would you want that?
Yes.
Really?
4 out of 7 in the first round of the NBA is dog mess.
Well, I don't mind them playing 7, but look, it used to be 3. It used to be best 2 out of 3.
I know. I covered the NBA back then.
Right.
I was there.
Then it went to 3
out
of 5.
When Michael Jordan made that shot against Cleveland, that was 3 out of 5. That was game 5 in Cleveland.
Magic and Kareem lost after winning it, Magic's rookie year. They went out in the first round the next year in a 2 best of 3 series.
Right. It used to be like that.
2 out of 3 to Houston. Yeah. I think it was Houston. So, I mean, we could debate over that. Here's my point, though. I would not want to see that. And you're right. The excitement would be crazy. But it would totally – I mean, what is the point of playing an 82-game season? 82, not 35 or 30 like they play in college. 82 games comes down to one game? Like, that would it just seems like, I mean, you hear the complaints, Rob, in baseball with the wild card game or, you know, the one and done game in baseball. You know,
the wild card game is exciting, but
you know what I'm saying? Right. But that's not, at least that's not the championship. You're right that it would be madness. I mean, people would be into it, but I think the goal of the NBA is to find the best team. Who's the best team? And you're not going to get it in a one-and-done scenario. You don't get it in basketball. Who you said it. Oral Roberts beat Ohio State, correct? And yep. Then they beat Florida. Ohio State would probably beat them 8 out of 10 times. At least 7 out of 10 times. So you don't, and I get it. It's fine for college. It's fine for a 30-game season. I would not want to see that in the NBA, as exciting as it would be. But I'm into the NBA playoffs as they are. As long as they are, I think it's a whole separate season.
Can you imagine? It would change. You know, we talk about it all the time, Chris. In the 80s, it was just the Lakers and the Celtics. That's all it was. You wouldn't have no Lakers and Celtics. Utah might have a couple of championships if it was the best out of, if it was single game elimination. You might have the wealth of championships spread around and make it equal, and going to super teams wouldn't matter, and players might stay. It could enhance the game and spread the wealth, because all the great teams, even put together, can lose one night. And I think that's the part that I really like.
You can certainly lose any given night. I remember, we all remember the 72-10 Bulls. I was covering the Cleveland Cavaliers as a beat writer that year. And they came to town, the Jordan and Pippen and the Bulls winning in the midst of winning 72 games. And the Cavs of Terrell, Brandon, Bobby Fields, and Chris Mills beat them. So you're right. Any given night, anything could happen. However, let's think about it, Rob. You said super teams wouldn't matter. They would. Because remember what John Wooden did. He had super teams. And he was able to win, 10 championships? So if you have overwhelming talent, you still would win a lot.
I think you have a chance to get beat.
You have more of a chance to get beat.
All you got to do is have your star could have a bad night. What a Cunningham. He had a bad night for them, right? They lost.
Well, bad two nights.
Right, but that night, was he, 6-for-20 from the field? He looked more like Richie Cunningham in the NCAA tournament. Nothing, Alex? Good Richie one. Cunningham?
That was a good one.
Everything's
that was
funny.
One of Rob's best. Oh, man, that Richie would be Cunningham. On his top five list.
Really?
I would say top 10. I don't know that there's a top 10 list.
Oh, wow.
But top five.
I don't know, CB. I just got back. I got to start him humble. All right.
But no, I hear you, Rob, but I'm shocked that you would rather see the NBA in that format, because look, here's the thing. And remember, the NBA played with this idea. Adam Silver tossed it out. Oh, we might have this midseason tournament.
Not that, yeah.
Now, I believe tradition's important, Rob. And to your point, if we all grew up and the NBA was a one-and-done situation, and it was what we knew, I think we'd be into it and we'd be used to it and it'd be what it was.
What if they said, we're going to cut the season down to 62 games, Chris, right? 62 games, a tournament like this, I don't know if it's 16 or whatever, but it would heighten it.
You're talking about like a mid-season one and done tournament?
No, I want this to be for the ball.
I kind of think 62 is still too much for a one and done. I don't know. That's just my personal feeling.
But it would be like this. Maybe you do this. This is just to get you through the first three rounds, and then the championship is 4 out of 7 or 3 out of 5, where like you still would have to be able to win.
What if you get a championship with the freaking Miami Heat and, you know, the Dallas Mavericks?
They're playing well.
They're
playing well. Give them credit.
Here's what I'd say, Rob. This goes to the NBA's idea of a midseason tournament. Over time, like when they first proposed the idea, we're going to have this midseason tournament, Euro Cup style, and, you know, one and done and all that. It sounds like, who cares? Who's going to care that you won a midseason tournament? But over time, that could become significant. Now, because we're not used to it, we might poo-poo it. But 10 years from now, 20 years from now, people would be like, LeBron has 4 rings and 3, you know, midseason championships too. Jordan had 6 rings and 5 midseason cups or whatever.
No,
you know, like
that.
I think it would gain over time. It could become legitimate, and maybe that would be a one and done situation.
Yeah,
but I wouldn't want to see it. I would not want to see it without the series. If you want to cut the first round to 5 games, that's all right. But I wouldn't want to. That's why they went to 7, Rob, because 2 out of 3 was too easy to get upset.
4 out of 7 is too many. How many 4-game sweeps where 8s are playing 1s, and they're not.
But there's some you've seen good game. You know, there have been 8 seeds that have won.
A few, but most of them are bad series. That's all.
All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. What do you think? Do you like Rob's idea of the NBA going to a March Madness-style one-and-done playoff? I'm not with it. He is. What say you?
Everything's not funny.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you can get your podcast. Podcast.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, on a Magic City Monday, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios.
I'm a woman.
Call Farmers today for a quote. All right, let's get to it. 877-99 on Fox. Would you want to see a March Madness one-and-done style tournament in the National Basketball Association?
I know most people push back, look at me as being too radical, too prisoner of the moment, Rob, whatever. I'm telling you, this would be awesome.
Rob Matt, Parker. Midseason. Right. I'm fine with it. Midseason.
Matt in Maryland, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Matt?
How you guys doing? No way, no how do I want to see that in the NBA, NBA at all.
You must right, because isn't it about finding out who the best team is, right, Matt?
It is, and it just takes away from the attrition. I mean, you're talking home field advantage plays a part. You're talking coaching adjustments. A seven-game series is just it's a thing to watch when two really good teams adjust after each game. And to see all those adjustments would be –
Absolutely.
Matt, let me say this to you. Chris already brought it up. That the good schools, the Dukes, the North Carolinas, the Kentuckys, they win. Don't act like they don't win.
I said super team, Rob.
No, but I'm saying good teams normally
Durant,
win. The
Kyrie,
best talent usually wins out. What are you afraid of? It ain't like Duke hasn't won a championship and you go, oh, this is unfair. Duke has this great team every year and they get knocked out by some lesser talented team. It doesn't happen.
But, Rob, they might win three. How many Krzyzewski got? How many championships?
Five.
Rob,
did he win five?
No, he's not. He don't have five. Nobody except Wooden. We celebrate dudes for having three. Three in 30 years.
Krzyzewski
does he
has
have?
More
okay,
than
he's got five. All right,
five,
he's got five.
Yeah, okay, I was going to say.
But still, that's five in how many years?
It ain't like a Boeheim who has won in 45 years, thanks to Carmelo
but
Anthony.
In general, though, you know, remember that Kentucky team that was undefeated? That
no,
lost.
I know.
I mean, so I'm with the caller, but
all right, here we go. Mark in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? Rob Parker, you done lost your damn mind.
I knew
Thank
it.
You, Mark.
Nobody, no, let me give you just give you a quick example. Would you want to see the Yankees and the Dodgers playing the World Series instead of game? Seven games, play one right. game to win it
good,
all.
Good I'm just asking. Point, Mark.
I'm just asking.
No.
Would you listen to that, Rob?
Well, you know that would be
he
hard for
got
me to
you.
Say there.
He got Rob.
I just wanted to
speechless.
Put it in the proper perspective, number one. And number two, these are the greatest
good.
Athletes in the world. We want to see them play a full seven games. I want the season cut. We won't have to see 82 games. But I want to see them go through the seven games of coaches having to make adjustments, guys having to play you know, every couple
right.
of games, just you can see the momentum swings. That's what you want to see. That
well, let me ask
done.
You this, Mark. I all your points are excellent. You and Chris both. I'm not even going to sit here and act like they aren't. But can you imagine the heightened sense if you could lose just for a bad night or you don't hustle or don't play well for one night? What would that be like, the intensity of all the marbles night after night after night trying to win?
It'd be a nice mid-season tournament, like I said, which we wouldn't care about for the first several years. But over time, it'd be like, oh, Luka's got two rings and three mid-season bowls. You know, I mean, whatever they call it. Like,
yeah, please
it would
don't
become
call them
a
rings.
Big deal.
Hey, let's
you know,
squeeze
this
Marty
is a one-night stand versus marriage, Rob Parker. That's what
I
this is.
I love one-night stands.
That's
right.
What this is. It's a one-night stand versus a long-term, grow old, sit in front of your house on the porch and drink lemonade at 75.
I'll pass.
Marriage. That's All what this
right.
is.
Marty in Kentucky, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Marty, you into marriage or a one-nighter?
Well, Chris Broussard did not have to bring up the 38-1 Kentucky team. I mean, my feelings are hurt. I mean, we had two shot clock violations and two timeouts in Cal's pocket, and I just don't want to talk about that. But
yes, that was terrible.
I know you don't. I know
the
you
NBA,
don't.
The NBA is a players' league. If you go to single elimination, it becomes a coaches' league. I wouldn't want to go to single
Good
elimination,
point.
But I would love to see the first round go back to five games. It was five games for 20 years, and there was only two teams. I remember when Denver did it, Mutombo was waving the finger
yep.
the first time.
I remember that.
Two times in 20 years, and since then, in only 18 years of it being a seven-game series, it's happened three times. If you're a number one, you should take care of an eight and five games
right.
and get your rest. You're just adding games that players could get hurt.
It was money.
Right.
Yeah,
and
it was
but
money.
The flip
money.
Side, though, Chris, is that often – those games don't get played because a lot of them are four-game sweeps
right.
or 4-1.
True.
So you don't even get those games. Like, they thought they could get a seven-game series and more money, but in reality, I don't know
right.
what the first round is. Most of them don't go seven games.
Right, right. Nah, no question. We got Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports, college basketball reporter coming up. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's the Yahoo Sports national college football and basketball reporter, former colleague of mine at the New York Times.
Oh, you had a cup of
just
coffee.
Just a tremendous reporter. Tremendous young reporter. I still say young. He is compared to me and Rob. Our man, Pete Thamel. What's up, Pete? How are
What's
you,
up,
man?
Pete?
Chris Broussard. How we doing, bud? Good to hear
I'm
from
great.
You. How we doing, Rob?
Doing good. How are you?
Great to have
I'm
you
good,
on.
Man. I'm good.
Yo.
It's a long couple days here. Just trying to get through the rest of this thing.
So where are you? Are you at one of the sites, or like, how are you covering this?
I'm not. I'm sitting in my office with two TVs on and my computer with YouTube TV on watching. And I will go to the Sweet 16 on in Indy next week.
Okay, cool.
If everything's there, you're just guaranteed to be at the wrong game, right? And
no, right.
You know, you don't. Yeah, you know, I'll tell you what I really miss about covering the tournament. I probably covered every first. I've been at a first weekend of the tournament every year since '99. What I really miss is you go in the locker rooms. Like Abilene Christian wins, you go in the locker room, you talk to the assistant coaches, you talk to the trainers, you talk to the GAs, you talk to the walk-ons. Like you really get a feel for the team, and it helps sort of bring them alive a little bit. And, you know, NCAA, look, they've done a great job. You can get on a Zoom after, you talk to a player, you talk to a coach, but you just sort of miss the energy. Chris, I'm sure you've covered some tournaments in the past, right?
Yep.
And you remember those locker rooms, right? After a win,
yeah.
After a loss.
Not being in the locker room, even at any level, even NBA, whatever, you know, you missed that. There's no doubt about it.
It's funny. My class today at USC, we talked about this, and this was about women being in the locker room because I had a female reporter talk Jennifer Hammond about her career, and I said, it's just not the same because you're right, Pete. You know, like the feel when people get to shower and you know what I mean, and take time to kind of put it back together. It's not the same of going into a locker room right after a game and seeing somebody devastated. Huh?
No.
What'd you say? I didn't hear you.
I'm just messing with you. Go ahead.
I'm just saying it's totally different, and some of it is lost because of COVID and not being able to, you know, see people right after a game.
Yes, I agree with that completely. I mean, I can vividly remember some of the locker rooms, you know, when guys losing their career ends, right? And just you walk in there and it's just this stone silence. And,
right.
You know, some guys, like, I'll say this. I went on Cade Cunningham's Zoom last night. It was almost 1 a.m. Eastern time. And they had obviously lost the last game to Oregon State. And I tell you what, that kid was a pro. Like he looked, sounded, and acted like a 10-year NBA vet. Answered every question, was honest, was authentic, didn't just, you know, ball up in cliches. And then at the end, thanked all the local media in Oklahoma for covering him, and then wished the Oklahoma State women's team congratulations. They had dumped Wake Forest earlier in the day. And I was like, man. And it wasn't like an act. It wasn't like he had a great consultant come in and tell him how to do it. It was just like, this kid knows what he's. This is like a real, genuine person who, you know, has long been doing the right thing.
I read some of his quotes, and you're right. I actually thought about it. I was like, man, this is impressive that he was saying these things. However, he didn't play much like a pro in this tournament, Pete. Now, we did a little research, and, you know, he's expected to be the number one pick. And he will, if he is the number one pick, he will have had the worst performance in the tournament of any number one pick since Anthony Bennett. Which obviously didn't turn out well, for Cleveland. So I'm not saying he's not all that, but what do you think? I mean, did you – I just – looking at him, if you had not told me who the best player on the floor was, I don't think I would have thought it was him. What do you think happened? Is he overrated? Did he just have a couple bad nights? Well, what do you think it was?
I think he's very good. Like, you got to think of him as like a Luka Doncic-like. I think that's the best way to put it. He
that's
doesn't quite
good.
Have the craftiness, but he is very creative. He's very crafty. He does not have plus-plus athleticism. You know, obviously, look, he's athletic. He's going to be in that way. But he is not like some of these, you know, freaky, this kid from Greensboro, right? A 50-inch vertical, right? Like, he is not that.
You could see, you didn't see that, right?
Yes, he's a smart player who makes good plays. He's a good shooter. I wouldn't say he's an elite shooter, but he's very good. And there's just, you know, tools to get better. I feel like if you watched him all year, they had some lows. I think they lost to CCU twice. There were some spots where he didn't have great moments at the end of games. And you know what? He put his head down and they got better. And then he really lifted them. Pat Forty, who co-hosts our Yahoo podcast with me, made a great analogy. He said it felt like a little bit like Carmelo Anthony in Syracuse, where like it was a young team and he was lifting them up to the end. I think they won 8 of 10 maybe to finish the Big 12. Big 12 is an excellent league this year. And he had a bunch of freshmen and sophomores. And I think the highest compliment to what Cade Cunningham did this season was he was able to lift a young group and get them better. And you know what? It fell apart a little bit last night. He didn't get the ball for stretches. I think he shot 6 of 20. I mean, look, he's a freshman on a young team that needed him to be an anchor, and he had a little bit of off night. But I don't, you know, I was texting with some NBA guys last night, and they were like, you know what? He may not be the number one pick in the draft, but he'd be the number two. You know, like that, I don't think like there's anything too drastic to read out of it.
Yeah, he won't fall out of the top 10 or anything. But Pete, I did want to ask you about the column you wrote about the tournament having the most upsets ever. We've seen Oral Roberts already win 2 games, and it's been unbelievable, actually, when you start to look at it. How many has there been so far, and are we expecting even more?
Yeah, so this will go down. There was one more today, so I wrote that at like 2 in the morning last night. There was one more today. So the NCAA defines upset by 5 or more spaces between the teams. So essentially in the first round.
So 5 versus 4 is not.
Yeah, a 6-11, a 6-11 is an 11 over a 6 is an upset. A 10 over a 7 is not an upset.
Okay.
So we had our, again, all these numbers are blending together. It's been 3 long days. I believe we had our 12th today when Oregon upset Iowa, which quite frankly wasn't an upset. I think everybody saw that coming. But like, so there are only 2 total tournaments now. We're obviously in the last day of the first weekend. There's only 2 total tournaments that have had more upsets of that seed disparity more than this one. So you would think, you know, maybe by the time tonight's done, quite frankly, but you would think by the time the tournament's done, we're going to have one more of those. And those were, there was the one year where Villanova won as an 8, so they obviously had to pull a bunch of upsets, so it inflated that number. And then there was the year Kentucky played UConn in the title game, which I believe one was a 7 and one was an 8, or one was an 8 and one was a 9. It was something like that. I think it was 14. So anyway, like that, like, so this tournament already will, to this juncture, is already has the most upsets. And it would be an upset if it's not remembered as the most chaotic tournament in history.
Yeah, is this a good thing with all the chaos, all the upsets? Do you think that's good for the tournament or not?
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's great. I mean, people watch for the upsets. Now, there is an interesting dichotomy that the games, like when Florida Gulf Coast runs through and then plays Florida, those games don't rate in the Sweet 16 like a Kentucky Duke game or Michigan LSU type game where you have 2 big brands, because people go watch brands. So, but in terms of what makes the NCAA tournament great and what gives it its energy is Abilene Christian, and it is Oral Roberts. And it's those types of stories, Loyola, right, coming in, although we shouldn't have been that surprised with Loyola, but that adds to the magic to it. And I mean, just from my experience, it's something I've covered for a number of decades now. It feels normal again. You know what I mean? It just feels good. These are like feelings we didn't have last year because it was canceled, and it's back. And that just, it felt right.
I hear you. That's Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports.
Thanks, Pete.
Tell us about your podcast.
Oh, so we're actually going to tape one tomorrow. Myself, Pat Forty, and Dan Wetzel, and the 3 of us combined have probably covered college sports for 70 years total. We have a podcast. It's very light and goofy, and we go through all college football and college basketball. And it's very difficult name to remember. It's called the Yahoo Sports College Podcast.
Oh, how
very
original. Oh, very,
yeah,
original.
Very original.
You 3 great writers couldn't come up with something
that?
Better,
yeah,
than that.
You couldn't come up with the Odd Couple for a radio show or something like that.
Yeah, exactly. We hired the same consultant who named the college football playoff the college football playoff.
Right.
Yes. All right. You got it.
That's our man Pete Thamel, Yahoo Sports national college football and basketball reporter. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it, brother.
Hey, thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, Pete. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, and we are going to pay tribute to a basketball legend who sadly passed away today. Keep it locked, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You're listening to The Odd Couple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. And Rob, the passing today of a legend, Elgin Baylor, one of the great NBA players of all time, passes away at the age of 86. So, fortunately, he lived a very long and ripe life.
Oh, no doubt.
But he did pass away today. And, you know, Rob, we seem to talk about this. Like, it just seems like more and more people are passing. It's just, you know, I think everybody at our age feels like that. You see people you looked up to, legends you heard about or watched. You know what I mean? Musicians.
Oh, no doubt.
When entertainers, you see all these people, athletes dying, and it's just... it's just life, you know?
We had Hank Aaron and Larry King die back-to-back days. I mean, you know, legendary broadcaster, legendary baseball player,
yep.
Elgin Baylor. And Elgin is always, Chris, I think Elgin's career as a general manager hurt his legacy as a basketball player. I think, like, there's Elgin Baylor, who people remember as that great player.
Right.
But then there's Elgin Baylor, who was the GM of the Clippers, who just couldn't get it right. You know what I mean? Like, and people should understand, this guy was a great basketball player. Not a foul-up GM.
Right. I think you make a great point. And I've always, you know, look, I didn't see him play. I was 3-4 years old when he retired. But my father talked about him like we would talk about Dr. J or, you know, somebody like that. And you're right. I think for an older, you know, people my age and, you know, just you knew he was the GM of the Clippers and you knew he had been a great player. But you saw the struggles that they had with the Clippers
right.
while he was the GM. And I don't know that it was all his fault. You know, it was just a poorly run organization.
Agree.
Donald Sterling was the owner. It was just a mess. They didn't want to spend any money. However, he was the face of that as far as an executive.
And I think you make a good point. Donald Sterling. And that's what people remember. People think of Elgin Baylor as this guy was a terrible GM, couldn't get it done, right. the Clippers. But I'm just saying, like we can't lose sight of him as a player and how great he was and give them pay the man respect for his entire life, not just
Absolutely.
The way – because, you know, what happens is a lot of time people only remember the last part of your life, you know, Chris, often.
Right.
Like at the end.
It's like we talk
thing.
About players who play too long.
Play,
like we talk about it with Vince Carter.
Yep.
A lot of younger people only think of him as – this old reserve coming in shooting threes when he's the best game dunker in NBA history for my money and for most people's money or a lot of people's. Here's the thing about Elgin Baylor, Rob. Here's his career average, 27 points and 13 rebounds.
That's unbelievable, Chris.
Yep. And Rob, he went to 8 NBA finals. Now, he never won. The irony is he never won one. He and Jerry West were a dynamic duo in the NBA during the 60s. And they went to 8 NBA finals. But that was the era where big men ruled. And Bill Russell, they lost to the Celtics with Bill Russell all the time. And, you know, Wilt won a championship in Philadelphia. And then the irony, Rob, as you know,
yep.
is that the Elgin Baylor, it was Elgin Baylor, Gail Goodrich, Jerry West, and Wilt Chamberlain. You talk about a super team. And Elgin was injured. And so he retired after 9 games in the 71-72 season.
And, of course, they won.
And they go ahead and win the championship. So
and that's how Jerry West has his one.
Right. Exactly. But I know this, Rob. When Dr. J or even a Michael Jordan, a David Thompson, all these high flyers that you and I saw, they always point back to Elgin Baylor as their inspiration. Because he was in the late 50s, just entered the league in the late 50s, 1958. But he was doing things in the air. You know, he had moves around the basket and fancy layups and, you know, things like that. And that is what a lot of the guys who came after him and were high flyers, they got their ideas and their imagination sparked by him. And you grow up trying to imitate Elgin Baylor. And then, you know, you take it a step further, just like the players today take things that they saw from Jordan and Dr. J and others a step further.
No doubt. We lost a great one. But you're right, Chris. 86 years, if we could get that, I'd be more than happy. That's a great life. Accomplished
Absolutely.
A lot. Left a lot of people who cared about him, who cheered for him, who loved him. So Elgin Baylor, rest in peace.
Yes, he deserves to be celebrated. So definitely celebrate the brother. All right, it is the Odd Couple. We got 2 hours left. A lot of show left. Keep it locked right here on Fox Sports Radio. Chris and Rob, Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.